Welcome to Moreland Voice, a podcast made by young people for young people. Before we start this episode, Moreland City Council would like to acknowledge the Wurundjeri Woiwurrung people of the Kulin Nation as the traditional custodians of the lands and waterways in the area now known as Moreland, and pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging, as well as to all First Nations communities who significantly contribute to the life of the area. Now, let's get listening.
In the following podcast, you'll hear numerous students from Brunswick Secondary College sharing their personal experiences of resilience. We'd like to thank these students for being involved, sharing their stories and voices with us.
Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast project. Today I'm going to be speaking about COVID, how it's affected people in different ways, and this is just my experience, how I've dealt with it, and I'm just going to express that to you. Pretty much what has gotten me through this time has probably been my mom helping me to get through my anxiety, giving me good advice, wake me up, push me through the day, just motivating myself, making sure like I wake up, I eat, I manage my exercise, stay fit and healthy. Pushing myself to get through schoolwork, trying my absolute best. My family's also been there for me through pretty much everything as well. Really good help, which is amazing. I've pretty much kept myself occupied by like being around my friends, going on walks, completing my work for school, making sure I'm up to date with all my tasks. Yeah, just make sure I complete everything step to date. I've gone on bike rides, home workouts, try and stay fit, run as well. Keeping my mind off things like work, that's like an escape for me, and like not trying to stay indoors constantly because that can be like pretty overwhelming as well. So basically I've learned staying apart from my family. I just miss them even more every day, and I just want to be with them and see them all the time as much as I can. I miss my friends a lot, being around them, school as well, like just used to see them all the time, like it's just pretty different. It's quite hard being apart from each other. It feels, yeah, as I said, different. But being around my best friend, like, I don't know what I'd do without her. Like, it's such a tough time. Like, being able to see her a lot, I'm just pretty grateful for that. I also give time to myself and being around people that make me happy. And just doing the things that really I enjoy, I guess. So I've basically maintained my friendships, and mainly because I'm at school, I have like the main friend group. I see them and I talk to them, FaceTime them, be with them. But basically my best friend, like we've been friends for 7 years now, and like I have developed friends over time. And at school, like, you just become close with everyone, like, your class, especially VCAR, brings everyone together as a group, so that's also great. Having deep, meaningful chats with them also helps me with my friendships, making sure you're being there for your friends and, like, just checking up with them and, like, keeping them up to date with your life or speaking about their life as well. But, yeah. Mostly that's one of my traits, like I love to be there for people and help them if they're going through anything or like just give them a piece of advice or help from my point of view. And also, just being a good friend towards them, putting in effort, making sure it goes both ways. And yeah, I have developed many friends over time, but not as close as my current friendship group right now. So throughout this period of time, I've just learned that being alone is okay. And just being with yourself just brings you closer with yourself and just learning more things about yourself that you haven't known. Being apart from your loved ones brings them more closer to you and also brings you closer to them and makes you miss them even more. But just life in general has been pretty tough and everything feels odd and out of place because this is not really normal and everybody just wants it to go back to normal. Everyone's going through their own tough time at the moment and going through their own things in their personal life or just in their life in general. So yeah, it is different. Not being able to go out is also another thing because when this COVID wasn't around, like, it was just normal, happy life, and now you have to be trapped indoors, which is not a properly normal or somewhat normal life. So wearing masks, keeping 1.5 meter distances with people, not being able to like hug them, like, you know, wearing hand sanitizer all the time, maintaining good hygiene, like it's just, yeah, not normal. And I guess everybody just feels like they want things to go back to normal. And it has had a dramatic change, not for the better. It's quite sad because our world has become pretty sad place, and like a lot of people are self-harming and just going through heaps of tough things at the moment. It definitely has affected me mentally and a lot of other people as well, because yes, it's definitely changed the way I feel. It's upsetting, it's pretty sad being indoors, it gets depressing, it gets claustrophobic, it just doesn't feel right. And like, not being able to socialize is another thing. Like, I love to like socialize with my friends, make sure they're all doing okay, check up on them. And life has just been normalized to like stick on your own and do your own thing. And it has changed the way I feel and perceive about my future, because I just don't feel happy. Like, I can't and unable to see my loved ones, the ones who are suffering, who I have really close connections with. I feel like it's been taken away from me. But definitely for my future, like, I'm still going to pursue my dream, which is to be a police officer, and like, hopefully, you know, everything goes back to normal and we can just study, get through year 12, and yeah, just make sure things are okay for everybody. And everyone's just becoming reckless, constantly being inside for a certain amount of time. It just gets monotonous. So thank you guys for tuning in, but that's just the way I saw it, and through my personal experiences, I wanted to share that with you through this podcast. And I hope everyone's doing well. Stay safe.
All right, we're here with Dennis Papadatos. So Dennis, how was just lockdown overall for you? What'd you get up to?
Lockdown at the start, I honestly enjoyed it because I didn't have to go to school. I just slept in all day, played video games with my friends, all that. But then getting towards like mid-lockdown, I started to realize like I miss going out with my friends, like going to school, learning new stuff. And then I just slept all day, started eating a lot of food and like throwing my life away pretty much.
So how did you feel when you got the announcement that year 11s and 12s were going to go back to school?
I was really excited about it because I got to see some of my friends who I haven't seen in a really long time. I was excited to like be able to wake up in the morning, like getting ready to do stuff, learning new things at school, trying to finish the year off. Like I said before, like hanging out with my friends at, like during lunchtime and recess.
Yeah. So what are your opinions on Dan Andrews and what he did for the lockdown and everything?
I reckon he should have put more restrictions on the first lockdown, so he wouldn't have had to go on back into a second one. Is what it is, I guess.
Now, how are you feeling about the way we're going with coronavirus and all that? Do you reckon we'll be good to finish off the year and start next year, or what's your opinion?
I hope so. I really want to finish year 11 this year and get into year 12 and finish school. Hope we can get rid of the masks soon, and I hope the corona cases stay low.
Hi guys, welcome to my podcast. And what has been keeping me going through lockdown is being able to call my friends from FaceTime. I also went on walks for most days just to get out of the house for a while. Being inside for too long was really getting to me and having an impact on my mental health. Things that were keeping me occupied were art. Most of the time I did drawing and painting. I enjoy art a lot and is one of my hobbies, and still being able to do it while being in lockdown has really made me happy. I also played PC with my brother. I've tried to get better at some games that he introduced me to, so spending time with my siblings and my family was really important as well during this period. I also did some small workouts at home, staying in shape, making sure you get a healthy amount of exercise is very important. Some challenges that I faced was not being able to go out like I used to, and it was quite challenging for me because I missed going out with my friends and spending a lot of time with them. I've not been able to go shopping anymore because most of the shops are not essential and cannot stay open, so everything is online now. The times at my work had to change because of COVID, which was quite annoying for me personally. I also got a lot of shifts cut at one stage for months, and that was a really tough situation for me financially. Not being able to see my cousins, auntie and uncle was also quite frustrating because we had a lot of plans set for the holidays and COVID did ruin that. Some things that I've learned about myself, friends and family during this is that I've learned that I definitely do not like staying indoors for this long. I get very fidgety after a while, and my friends also get very annoyed about having to stay home because they have had a lot of plans set for this year and they've now been cancelled because of the pandemic. My family has been struggling with this because my brother and mum are finding new jobs during this, so the period feels as if it is impossible. The ways that I've maintained my friendships and if I've developed any new ones. So during this period, I have just made sure to message or call my friends to see how they are doing. I go on small walks with my best friend Nikita, who lives about 5 minutes away from me. I haven't seen most of my other friends in a while because of this, but we do stay in touch over text and call. I have made a couple of new friends over time, and they are all very nice people to stay in touch with and talk to during COVID. Maintaining your friendships during this is crucial because everyone is dealing with it differently and could be having a rough time during it. Making sure you are there for your friends and they are there for you is very important for the both of you to have a stable relationship. How has COVID changed the way that I feel about the future, and what has changed? It has changed too much, not being on big things anyway. Small things like my birthday and family gatherings, Christmas, Easter and other people's birthdays, etc. I believe will be affected during this and is in the future for sure. People's jobs will still be affected because of these problems and restrictions. Losing your job would have to be one of the worst things that can happen because majority of people in Australia that have jobs need to support their families, which would be near impossible once you lost your line of work. Thank you for listening.
And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening to Moreland Voice, an initiative of Moreland Youth. If you'd like to be involved in future episodes, don't hesitate to get in contact with us through the Moreland Youth Facebook, email, phone, or the Moreland City Council website.